Good morning on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. It is the WSJM Sports Road Trip on WSJM Sports. Our stop this morning brings us to Hartford High School. The road trip is brought to you in part by Victoria Eberhardt and Tina Thornton of Realty Executives Pro Brokers, by Zick Specialty Meats in Berrien Springs, Coach's Grill at Red Arrow Highway in Stevensville, and Helen's Health Hut in downtown St. Joe. Between now and 8 o'clock, we are going to be talking Hartford High School athletics, and we're going to start things off with girls basketball. And your athletic director, Mr. Blackmer, tells me that he has you guys lead off because the girls are always the most dependable. Yeah. So would this be a fair statement?
Yeah, I think so.
You think
although waking up in the morning is hard, I think we get it done more than the boys.
It is hard to get it done in the morning, isn't it? It really is. Joining us here to talk Hartford girls basketball are Vanessa De La Rosa and Alexis Snodgrass and Carly Manning. Thanks for getting up early and being dependable.
Of course.
It is a little bit early start for you guys, but at least you didn't have a game last night, correct?
Right. Yep, true.
All right. So you get into school early. Hopefully you get some bonus points. We'll make sure that Coach Olds know that you got here at 7 o'clock. Actually, before 7 o'clock.
I don't know, because if you tell him that, we might have a morning practice.
All right. We'll hold off. Has he ever given you an early morning practice?
One time at the beginning of the season.
Okay.
And then we talked about another one, but the weather was bad, so it got canceled. Yeah.
It's better to talk about one and not do one, right?
Right. We can think about it, but we don't have to actually do it.
Yeah, I mean, an early morning practice, that would be tough.
It's bad.
It's pretty grueling. Well, you guys, we appreciate you coming in, and I asked you before we got going here, you're done with the regular season now. You would normally play tomorrow night to wrap up the season, but you don't have a game tomorrow, so you don't see action until Wednesday. Did it go by fast?
Yeah,
it did. Sure. It really did. I feel like usually they say that basketball is one of the longest seasons, but I feel like this one went really quick. Like, it felt shorter than usual.
Yeah. It definitely went faster than I wanted it to.
Oh, yeah. No, are you guys seniors?
Mm-mm. Sophomores.
Sophomore. Oh, okay. Well, then you got next year and the following year.
Right,
yeah.
Oh, nice. It would have been probably different to be a senior, yeah. Do you talk to any of the seniors and get their thoughts about, oh, my gosh, I'm almost done playing basketball here?
Yeah, for sure. I think they don't mention it a lot, but I know that.
You can tell it hits
home.
Like, you'll see their emotions, like, change when they come off the court. Like, yesterday, mid Tuesday when they came off, you could tell that they were kind of hitting, like, this is our last game.
Yeah. Now, was Tuesday home or away?
It was away.
Yep, it was away.
I bet the last home game's got to be tough.
Yeah, for sure.
But at least you guys don't have to worry about it for a couple of more years.
Right, that's true.
So let's talk a little bit about the keys of the season so far. Carly, for you, what do you think have been some of the keys for the season so far for you guys, for the success that you've had?
Like the keys?
Yeah. So what have been some of the positives of the season for you guys? Has it been, shooting? Has it been defense? Has it been team chemistry?
I think it's been our defense. I think our defense is pretty good.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's like one of our main parts of playing is our defense has definitely held us up a lot in a couple games.
Yeah. When our offense isn't there, our defense definitely steps in.
Because our offense definitely isn't dependable. As in defense.
Okay.
Yeah. We're still developing. We're a really young team.
How are you?
We're ruled by sophomores, basically. We have like six of us, I think.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's a young team.
Yeah. We're still developing. And we're all really getting better throughout practices because Coach Olds, he teaches us how to shoot a lot better and just overall think of basketball at a higher level.
Well, if there's anybody that's going to teach you how to shoot, Jamin Olds.
Yeah.
He had a pretty good high school. He had an all right high school career.
Yeah, no. Don't tell him that, or else in practice he'll go crazy on us.
Oh, I'll bet he will. No, he
we'll be playing 5-on-5, and he'll be a part of one of the teams. And,
will he?
Yeah.
And he'll just,
yeah.
I was just going to ask you guys, does Coach still have game?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He does?
Yes.
But we don't tell him that. We do not tell him that.
You can't tell him.
We take every air ball, and we chant every time he air balls. Every time.
Yeah.
Well, now the next time I see him, I got to ask him about these air balls. He's probably not used to that.
We're not really used to it either because it doesn't happen very often. But when it does, the whole school knows about it.
That's awesome. It sounds like you guys enjoy playing for Coach Olds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
He's definitely a skilled coach. I feel like he taught us a lot this season. I'm glad we.
Yeah. He's really made me enjoy basketball more, too.
Yeah.
Did any of you play on varsity last year as freshmen?
All three of us.
All three of us.
All three of you did. Do you remember how hard it was going from like then eighth grade to play varsity basketball? Yeah.
It was actually a huge difference. Yeah. Like the amount of like, I guess it's a lot more fast. Like, I don't know how to put it, but it's a lot faster.
Yeah. Well, like you play older girls, which have been in the higher league longer. So like they know exactly what they're doing, and it's kind of like, you know, like in eighth grade, I kind of just chucked up the ball and like hoped it went in.
There's a little bit going on, more going on at the varsity level.
Yeah.
Positions you guys play. Carly, what position do you play on the floor?
I'm like a guard.
Okay. Now, how long have you been playing basketball?
Since seventh grade.
Seventh grade. Have you played a guard all along? Or you?
Yeah.
Okay, you have. You feel pretty comfortable there.
Yeah.
What got you started in the sport? Do you remember what got you first started?
I don't know. They all played it in like elementary and stuff, and I never did. And then my family always liked basketball, so they always told me to play, and then I just tried it in seventh grade.
All right. And you've been with it ever since.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Alex, is for you, position you play?
I'm center.
Center?
Yeah.
And have you played that position?
Most of the time, yeah. I've always been really tall, so it's kind of just stuck with me.
And Vanessa, for you?
I'm also a guard.
A guard. Okay, yep. And you've played that throughout?
Yeah, since fifth grade.
And you've been, okay, so you've been playing?
Well, in fifth grade, I started off as a point guard and then slowly moved to a guard.
All right.
So like just a regular shooting guard.
All right. Do you like being a shooting guard more than a point guard?
I feel like back then I always wanted to be a point guard just because like that was a position to be. But now I think I like guard more because the pressure of a point guard in high school, like in the higher league, is definitely a lot more pressure.
Oh, yeah.
That goes into it.
And, you know, Carly, for you, playing a guard as well, dealing with the pressure. I mean, you got to be able to handle the basketball pretty well at the varsity level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you guys see much like full court defense against the opposition? Do you get pressed much during games?
Yeah.
You do? And you're able to handle it all right?
Yeah.
Good for you guys.
Yeah. I feel like our press break's one of our stronger things, too.
Yeah.
Alexis, you've been playing basketball for how long?
Third grade.
Third grade.
Yeah.
What got you into, it a family thing?
Yeah, and I was always tall, so I had, like, family kind of like, hey, you should try this. So then I tried it. And my cousin, she played here, and she was a really good basketball player, so, like, kind of followed in her footsteps, like, trying to, you know, play like her.
And family or friends got you into basketball, Vanessa?
Yeah, my dad always, because my brother played also, and so my dad, like, helped coach. And then my dad always wanted to, like, coach one of our teams, which he did. So I ended up playing, too, part of his team.
If you guys on the team were to have a three-point shooting contest, who's going to win?
Megan Nelson.
Yeah, Megan Nelson.
Yes. Yeah?
Yeah, Jay would be close probably, but
yeah.
Meg.
I mean, if you're not counting Mr. Olds.
Right, Meg. True.
If you're not counting Mr. Olds. If you throw him in the mix, he'll be competitive.
We're all out. Might as well sit down.
Just wait for an air ball.
Can you come close to dunking?
No.
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 No. No, you won't even try.
I like middle school, I can hit the backboard, but
can't
that's
really.
About it. That's middle school.
That's middle school. That's not varsity. For the other Joe, I asked Carly this. Vanessa, for you, what do you think have been some of the keys to the success this year?
I feel like definitely our defense is really strong. And then in offense, like our offensive play, I feel like everyone kind of like has their scoring moments. Like, but mainly I feel like Megan really pulls through sometimes whenever we need a couple points on the board. And then Jay pulls through whenever we need, like, just some extra shots, some free throws. She kind of just finds a way to get some.
Alexis, what do you think? Pretty much the same thing? Success?
Yeah. I feel like we didn't beat some of the teams that I feel like we should have beat, but we definitely put up a fight with one of the, well, Centerville being, like, the most competitive team in our conference. I feel like we put up a good fight with them, and that's probably one of my favorite parts of the season.
I told you guys I wasn't going to bring this up too much, but your last two games, you played some pretty good teams in Decatur and White Pigeon.
Yeah.
Do those games get you ready now for tougher competition in the districts, do you think?
Yeah, it makes you realize like what we need to work on and like how we need to fix what we did wrong and stuff. Really,
so,
it's like an eye-opener.
So you guys can play the role of Coach Olds here. I'll ask each one of you then, because usually you'll ask Coach, what do you need to work on to get ready for the districts? And they'll rattle off a long, long list. Instead of asking a coach, we'll ask players. Carly, for you, what do you think the team needs to work on as you get ready for Wednesday's district game?
I think we need to work on, like, offense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our offense, like, sometimes it breaks down and, like, we get a couple turnovers and then they, like, score over and over.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So offense hanging out of the basketball.
I feel like it's mostly offense and, like, a mental mentality because we, like, we'll fall apart for a second and then, like, that'll be the end of the game for us because we can't pick ourselves back up. Like, we kind of, like, we click as a team, but I feel like once we get down, we kind of just stuck. And that's what Mr. Old sees because he'll say it to us a lot. Like, you guys need to pick yourselves up. Because okay. I feel like that's what happened in Decatur. We got down and kind of just went on from there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Vanessa, anything else that you can think of?
Just calming down whenever transitioning back on offense. Just being able to control the ball and move it well to where we can get a good open shot and not just someone throwing it up, kind of.
And say, you know, you need to slow down, calm down. It's easier said than done, too,
right.
Isn't
it?
Especially
it really
in the fast pace of a game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's in a split second. You've got to, it's on, like an on-off switch.
Yeah, and that's another thing. As a point guard, all the pressure, you have to be able to know when to calm down and make your players settle down and make a set go or something, you know, just get the regular flow going.
You mentioned clicking as a team. Is it a pretty close-knit? You say most of the team is sophomores. Is it a pretty close-knit team, you think?
Between us, it's pretty close. I mean, the difference between sophomore and senior, like, we all get along pretty much, but, like, you know, we don't have the same connection as we do with the other sophomores.
Right.
I feel like on a friend level, we're all there, but, like, on the court, we have different views because obviously the seniors have been here longer.
And they've had different coaches than us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So we're kind of new into all of this, and they expect a little more, like, you know.
All
so
right.
We kind of butt heads, but I feel like we get along in the end.
When you guys are out before a game, pregame warm-ups and all that, I got to imagine here at home, you've got music playing in the PA.
Mm-hmm.
Who picks the music?
Oh, over there to your right.
Usually it's us. We'll kind of ask the team, but, yeah, it's usually just.
But no matter what song is playing, it's always a dance party.
It is.
Yes, always. Yeah. That's part of the warm-up. Is
we're
it really a game if you don't have a dance
teams.
Party before?
Well, do you want us to we can push this table forward if you want to give us an example.
I mean, it's early, but I still got the skills.
Might have to come to one of our games for that.
I'm going to have to. You know, I got to see this. So, of the songs on the mixtape for the warm-up, Carly, if you were to pick a favorite warm-up song, do you have one that's that you guys play, or is there one you think, oh, man, I want this one as our warm-up song?
No, they just use my phone for the thing.
They do always, they really?
Yeah, they always pick it on, like, YouTube, make a playlist, and they always use my phone.
Okay. Oh, so it's not your personal playlist?
No.
Okay.
It's kind of like the teams.
Like, I like the songs, but, yeah.
But what I will say is that White Pigeon, they were playing Get Your Head in the Game from High School Musical track.
Oh, that was a
and
good one.
That really got me hyped up. Did I was it? Feeling... Me and that song had a special connection that day.
So you might want to suggest the next couple of years to make sure that's at least one of the songs?
Yes, for sure.
And maybe just have it on a loop, play it over and over.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know how the crowd would feel about that, but I would enjoy that.
We know it by the end of the season.
You guys are singing every single word to it during your layups and that. Outside of basketball, any other sports or clubs or activities you're involved with? Carly, for you, anything else you have going on here at Hartford?
I play softball and volleyball.
Okay. Of the three, do you have a favorite?
Softball.
Softball. All right. Now, depending on how long you guys go in the tournament, districts and hopefully regionals and farther, how much time do you think you'd give yourself just to sit back and not do anything athletically getting ready for softball? Or do you want to just go jump right in?
I just want to jump right in.
You do?
Yeah.
All
I
right.
I do softball year-round.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm a pitcher, so I pitch, like, in the winter, and I play travel ball in the summer.
Oh, all right. So you still do, you get some pitches in during the wintertime during basketball season. All right. Alexis, for you, any other sports, clubs, or activities?
I play volleyball and softball, too.
All right. Well, probably volleyball again. Somebody probably talked you into it because of your height, right?
Yeah.
And so you probably don't play the back row.
No.
Of the three, do you have a favorite sport?
Basketball.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
I just play softball.
Okay.
Yeah, basketball and softball.
All right. Now, would you give yourself a little downtime between basketball and softball? Or it's like, you know, as soon as basketball is over, you putting on the mitt and getting ready?
Well, districts being on, what is it, the 4th? And then tryouts are on the 9th. There's not really much time in between.
Mm-mm.
But I do. I'm happy that I get to jump right into softball.
Okay.
Yep.
What do you do during the fall? Do you just...
The fall.
Do you focus on basketball? Do you do some softball workouts? Or you just...
Well, normally, like last year, I played volleyball during the fall, And then, but this year I decided to take a break because I wanted to work on my arm strength in the gym or in the weight room. And so I did that this season. And I want to get with like one of my uncles. They know how to actually do like a workout. So I wanted to have one of them help me get my arm strength and leg strength and everything.
One question we like to ask the student athletes before we let you guys go with the sports that you play. Is there a sport that you haven't played that you have observed and you think that looks like fun? I'd like to try it at least once.
Soccer. I wanted to try whenever. Well, actually, it was this year that I was like, you want to know what? Soccer looks really fun. Like, because I played in gym and scoring a goal is like really fun. So I was like, I would like to try that, but I have softball. So.
Okay. A little conflict.
Yeah, a little bit of conflict there. Mm-hmm.
Probably lacrosse. We don't even have lacrosse, but it just always seemed fun.
It does look like fun, yeah. I know, there aren't any lacrosse teams. I think the closest one might be in, what, Grand Rapids or Kalamazoo.
I was looking at it the other day.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, there's the man right over there to talk about, hey, can we add lacrosse to our schedule? You'll be the first one to sign up, right? Carly, sport that you think looks like it could be fun?
No.
No?
I like softball.
All right. Is there a sport you can't see yourself playing? If somebody said, hey, try out for this. It's like, mm-mm. Not going to happen.
Probably soccer.
Soccer.
Hey.
All right.
I probably would try anything. Okay. I don't know about tennis. I don't see myself playing tennis.
You don't see that happening, huh?
No.
All right.
Cross for me. Cross, yeah.
No. Huh?
No, I could not. That's way too long running. I've been more short distance.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much running does Coach Oles put you through in practice? Are you guys running quite a bit?
Surprisingly, no, not much we run. But, well, we do our running through drills. Mm-hmm. So it's like we're learning skills and getting our, you know, stamina up.
Right.
In that, yeah.
Is there a toughest drill that Coach puts you through in practice?
It depends on the day.
Probably like. That one where he sets up the cones and he has like two, they're like fake defense players. They're like little stands and he sets them and we have to run around.
And back
like,
dribble.
Shoot a layup and then go and shoot another layup at a different hoop and then run to make a jump shot. It's just a lot.
So it's just run. Going one side of the court's dribbling skills, layup, and then you have to run as fast as you can to make another layup. So it's like, and we do that like three times more maybe. Yeah.
Well, it's better than running cross country, right?
Yeah. Much rather be on the court running.
All right. We appreciate you guys getting up early and in coming in. We won't tell Coach that you were here this early. Give him any ideas about morning practices next year. So on the schedule, you guys get a first round bye in the district. So you don't play till Wednesday, right?
Right. Yeah.
All right. And it's against the Goebbels. You didn't play them during the year, right? So this will be your first time.
Yep.
All right. Where is districts, by the way?
Lawton.
All right. Well, again, congratulations on everything. Thanks for coming in, and good luck next week in districts.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, you guys. We'll take a break. More coming up. It's the Road Trip on 106.1 1400 WSJM Sports. The Road Trip is brought to you in part by Coach's Grill on Red Arrow Highway in Stevensville, inviting you to stop in for great food after your next big game. The Road Trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
When you're looking for a place with amazing food for takeout, look no further than Coach's Grill in Stevensville. Now at Coach's in Stevensville, you can enjoy their amazing food on the sideline, as in sideline pickup service. You can now order Coach's great food to go and not even get out of your car. Just call in your order or order online. Enter your vehicle info, pull into the sideline pickup carport, and Coach's brings your order right out to your car. Are you on your way there yet? Coach's Grill in Stevensville, where the legends hang out.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore, and I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back, and it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and use discount code
Midwest Family is happy to report area closings, cancellations, or delays for your organization or business for free. Administrators and managers, sign up to post your closings ahead of inclement weather days by going to MidwestFamilySWMI.com/closings. After your account is confirmed, you'll be able to post your closing anytime, available 24/7 on Town Crier Wire, MoodyOnTheMarket.com, and this station's website or mobile app. Midwest Family.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
From Hartford High School, it's the Road Trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Phil McDonald back in Hartford. We turn our attention to wrestling and competitive cheer here at Hartford High School. Uberth Morales is part of the wrestling team, Destiny Chacon and Jamie Smith are in the competitive cheer program. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate you guys getting up early and coming in.
Yeah,
no. All right. And ladies, we'll start with you, Destiny and Jamie, for the cheer team. Successful season for you guys?
Yeah, it ended too soon.
Did it?
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, when you get into the postseason or, you know, the tournament, if you're in districts, not a whole lot of teams advance out of districts, do they?
No, only four.
Okay, all right. How many, I guess as far as the team goes, pretty young team, pretty veteran team, as far as seniors, juniors, sophomores?
Well, there was only two seniors, so I feel like it's a pretty young team.
Okay.
We had quite a lot of juniors, I feel like.
Yeah, actually, there was quite a few of them.
Quite a few juniors. And you two are in what grade?
I'm a senior.
Senior?
And I'm a junior.
Okay, all right. So your last year with competitive cheer.
Yeah.
Now, have you done it throughout high school?
Yeah.
You have?
Well, I started as a sophomore.
You
I
did?
Just continued from there.
All right. And Jamie, for you, junior, have you, freshman, sophomore, and junior year, or when did you start?
Yeah, I started my freshman year, so I started with her when she started.
All right. What led you into wanting to be in cheer? Do you remember what about the sport that you that kind of led you to it?
I don't know. I just wanted to try something new.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I wasn't really a big volleyball player like my sophomore year, so I was like, hey, I want to try some competitive cheer and see how it goes and how it works.
For me personally, it was kind of a break from running because I do track and cross country, so it's kind of a break. And like my sister did it, and she's like, "Oh, it's so much fun! Like you'll like it." So it's kind of a break for me from running, and I just love that I get a good break.
So it's more fun than running?
I don't know about that. Love running, but I just
you do love
the
running.
Break.
Well, good for you, because some people say anything is more fun than running. So good for you. And Uberth, for you, the season as a whole, did it go as well as you had hoped in wrestling for you?
Had a rough start, and then just worked my way up. Usually, it was okay. Not a bad season.
So after the rough start, what were some of the things you were focusing on to try to turn things around and try to finish more successfully? Anything in particular you were focusing on?
Working on my moves more.
Okay.
My wrestling moves, yeah. It was kind of a rough start because I usually just go for the one move and then try to finish it there.
Oh, I was going to say, you go for the finishing move, and if that doesn't work, it's like, okay, now
it's
what?
Like, yeah.
All right, and you've been wrestling for how long?
This is my second year.
Second year.
Yeah.
And what grade are you in?
I'm a senior.
Senior. Yeah. So junior year, senior year, what prompted you to try it your junior year? Do you remember?
What do you mean?
What led you to think, you know what, I'm going to give wrestling a try?
I wanted to try something new. I've never, like, done sports or anything in my life. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. So I was like, let's just try out wrestling.
All right. So it's not like you gave up basketball to do wrestling?
No.
You're not much of a basketball player?
No.
Any other sports that you have played before?
No, just wrestling.
And you liked it?
Yeah, I liked it.
Looking back, you think, oh, man, I wish I would have done it earlier.
Yeah, I started, like, freshman year or middle school and done. I wish I would have done that.
If you look back to last year, your first year with wrestling, was there anything about the sport that kind of surprised you? It was like, wow, I didn't expect this at all.
I mean, I guess working more with like other schools. And stuff
okay.
Like that, that's why I like competing with other people.
All right. Yeah, all right. Nice. And then for Destiny and Jamie, when you first got into cheer, was there anything about the sport that kind of surprised you? It's like, whoa, didn't expect this.
Yeah, there's like a lot of yelling and you have to be like super, super flexible. I was not when I first started, so it was rough for me. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing at all.
You're right. I mean, there is flexibility, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
So you use your outside voice quite a bit.
Yeah.
Anything else that surprised you guys?
The crowd that comes out to watch you, that was kind of nerve-wracking. Knowing that first feeling when you step out on that mat is like a feeling I've never felt before.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is. And to get crowds like that, I think when people see a cheer competition, they really gain a huge respect for what the sport is. And I think more and more people go out just to see because, I mean, it's exciting to watch. So the crowd kind of surprised you a little bit. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah. Now, of the three rounds, and I don't know a ton about to cheer, but I know you go three rounds. Of the three, do either one of you have a favorite round?
Round three is definitely my favorite.
Mine's probably round three, too.
What about round three is it that's different than the first two?
The first one is just about, like, jumps and your motions, so it's not too exciting or, like, too fun. Round two is about, like, your flexibility and your tumbles and stuff. Okay. And round three is all of it put together. So I feel like it's just, like, a lot of fun. Like, all the stunts and being, yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
I like that you get to, like, throw people and lift people. Obviously in a safe way because she was the flyer and I was the back. So I like lifting her up and throwing her up and watching her.
How much... Is there anything that you do in cheer to work on as far as, I'll just throw it out there, trust. When you're the flyer, you have people throwing you out there. Are there certain things that coach has you do that are like things to help you work on trust?
Not really. Like my sophomore year, it was my first time flying and they dropped me one time at a competition and I don't remember, something happened to my vertebrae and, after that, it was hard for me to, like, fly again because I was, like, super scared that something worse was going to happen. But this year, it was okay. Like, they didn't drop me, not a single time. And if they drop us, they have to run, including the flyer. So, yeah, so we try not to drop people so we don't have to run.
That's one way to knock it out, right?
Yeah.
You ever watched the competitive cheer?
No.
Me? No?
No.
And you're at what grade? You're a senior.
Senior.
I was going to say, man, if you ever have a chance to catch one, the athleticism is just amazing.
Yeah.
You mentioned, Hubert, you haven't played many sports. Is there a sport that you haven't played you thought, oh, man, I kind of wish I had done that?
Football.
Football.
Yeah, it looks nice. It looks, I guess, interesting.
Do you watch much football on TV?
No, not really. Okay. I like how they, I like the tackling. I like the adrenaline. And stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And thus you're in wrestling.
Yeah.
Who are some of the top performers on this year's wrestling team? If you can remember, who have been some of the top guys?
So some of the top guys. Well, a couple freshmen.
Okay.
A couple freshmen, seniors. Oh, I would say. Me and James, we were like top ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What did you work on most then during the fall, getting ready for wrestling? Is it more on the mat stuff or is it more conditioning stuff? What were some of the things you were focusing
on? We first started more conditioning. Well, we started with conditioning running and stuff like that. And then we focused on the mat stuff, usually.
When it got into the conditioning stuff and you're running, are you thinking to yourself, hey, I didn't sign up for this?
Yeah. No, I don't do running.
No. It's like, wait a minute, this is wrestling. I didn't go out for cross country and track. So was that kind of a surprise, the conditioning drill?
Yeah, it's fine sometimes.
There's got to be a lot of conditioning in cheer that you guys go through.
A ton of it.
Is there?
Yes.
Is there much weight room stuff that the coach has you do?
Not really. We usually just go in there to, like, see ourselves in the mirrors and work on our emotions and stuff. We don't really lift weights or anything.
And you you're not going to remember how many competitions you have during the season, but I got to imagine there's just an adrenaline rush as you get, to wherever the site is, either here at home or someplace else, leading up to it. Because it's not like, some sports you're playing, like basketball, sometimes two times a week, three times a week. Maybe once a week at that for cheer?
Yeah.
So there's got to be that adrenaline rush. Yeah, here we go.
Yeah. It's very exciting, but I think it's a lot of fun. Like, once you get out there, there's, like, people that you don't even know in the stands cheering for you just because it's just something, like, I don't know. It's like a supporting sport. Like, it doesn't matter who you're going against. We're always there to support the other team.
Would cheer be a favorite sport, or do we have another favorite sport?
I'd say cheer is my favorite.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. What are some of the other sports that you've played?
I play volleyball. I did sideline cheer, and I also play softball.
Okay. All right. So now cheer season's over. You get ready for softball.
Yep.
Now, are you kind of like just being a student right now, or are you doing things getting ready for softball season?
I'm not doing anything right now. Like, they have open gyms, but I try to make it to as many as I can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jamie, a favorite sport, would it be cheer or something else?
Actually, something else. Probably cross country.
Okay. All right. And now you run track as well. Do you do the distance in track, or do you do some of the shorter distances?
Yeah, I'm like kind of spread across. I either do sprints, or he puts me in long distance or mid distance. He literally puts me anywhere.
Wow.
I can also do hurdles. So literally.
Can you
anywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
You ever done high jump?
No. No field events.
I shouldn't bring that up. It's coach, hey, you know what? I haven't put her in the high jump yet. Maybe I'll try that. Now that cheer is over, you know, with the weather outside the way it has been, well, although it hasn't been too bad of a winter, do you do much as far as conditioning, running, getting ready for track season?
Actually, my coach actually does winter workouts in the building. So, like, they run around the halls. But right now, no, I'm not running because I pulled my hamstring the day before cheer district, so I actually can't run for another 4 weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's got to be tough.
Yeah.
Really tough. Now, softball, have you ever run track?
Yeah, I ran track in middle school, my eighth grade year, I think. I'll never do it again.
No,
I'm not a runner.
Once is enough.
Yeah.
Hubert, is there anybody who could talk you into running track?
Running track.
Is there a friend or anybody that can just, you know, lead you? All right, now that you mention it, I'll do it. Or is it going to be a definite no?
Yeah, no, it's a definite no.
Not at all.
No, no.
Is there a sport you'd like to give a try to?
I would like football. That's, like I said, football.
Okay. Is there one that you can't see yourself?
Soccer.
Really?
Yeah, soccer.
All right.
I don't know. It's just not my thing.
Now, if you look back to the season, is there one guy that was the toughest competitor you went up against?
Toughest.
Or, you know, you didn't even my name. If there was a guy from a certain school, it's like, oh, man, he was tough.
From Niles.
Niles?
Yeah, when I wrestled heavyweight.
All right.
He was tough.
They've got a good program there,
yeah.
Too. Any sport that you guys can't see yourself playing?
Soccer or track.
Soccer.
Okay.
I can't see myself running and kicking a ball at the same time.
Yeah, a little coordination there.
Right.
Do you guys watch, like you mentioned, with softball or even cheer, do you watch any of the competition if they put it on TV?
Yeah, I watch softball. I don't necessarily watch cheer. I have Stony Creek on Instagram. I watch the little clips that they put on their Instagram page, and they're just absolutely amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're so good.
That's about the same thing I watch with Stony Creek. I don't actually watch them on TV.
How long would you say it took for you to really get down some of the routines for cheer? I mean, as the season goes on, you know, steadily improve. How long before you really think, okay, we got it? Was it right off the bat?
This year, it was not. We had a rough time doing it, but I feel like we started to get it within, like, two or three competitions in.
Yeah.
Was it, like, really solid, and we just started working on perfecting it.
All right. When you guys are not competing in sports and you're not doing homework or anything in your home, is there anything you like to binge watch? TV, Netflix?
Criminal Minds.
Criminal
I
Minds.
I watch Criminal Minds all the time.
Do you?
Me too.
Yes. Or
Do
Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so both of you are on Criminal Minds.
Yeah.
You worth anything that you binge watch?
Binge watch? Stranger Things. I like that, yeah. It's
all right.
A pretty good show.
All right. What are some of the things that, you know, just have your interest here in school?
In school?
I mean, outside of being in the classroom, anything else that kind of grabs your interest as a student?
Art. I really like art.
Really?
Yeah, art.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Do you have anything, like, on display here in school?
No. Oh, well, no. I'm going to put a couple pieces in the art show, but...
Really? Now, it paints or sculpture or drawings?
Sculptures, drawings.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, yeah. Congratulations
yeah,
on
thank
that.
You, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Any clubs that you guys are involved with, or is it mainly just sports and in classroom?
Just sports. I do art also.
You do?
I'm not very good at drawing or sculpting, but I can paint.
You can?
Yeah, which is weird.
It's not the paint by number thing either.
No.
Like, I'm even bad at that. Forget about it.
Right.
All right. So, unfortunately, the season has come to a close, but you enjoyed it, though. It was
yes.
a fun season for you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now you're looking forward to softball and looking forward to track.
Yeah.
And looking forward to...
Art. Because you're not going to do track.
No.
Not going to do baseball.
No.
Not going to do soccer.
Nope.
Okay. All right, you guys, we appreciate you coming in. We really appreciate you coming in early because I know you're probably not here at school this early.
Yeah.
But appreciate it.
Nope.
That's a definite no. But thanks so much. Congratulations on the season. Good luck to you guys in the spring. And you with good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Thank you. The Road Trip on WSJM Sports is brought to you in part by Victoria Eberhardt and Tina Thornton of Realty Executives Pro Brokers. Whether buying or selling, expect the best in service, get the best. Put Victoria Eberhardt and Tina Thornton with Realty Executives to work for you today. The Road Trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Hey, it's Phil McDonald from WSJM Sports. You know, after years of running, my knees were really starting to give me problems, enough so that I'd be taking over-the-counter painkillers just to go for a run. After a while of doing that, I thought, I'm going to talk with Kimberly at Helen's Health Hut in downtown St. Joe. She suggested an all-natural supplement to help do away with my knee pain, and it worked. I'm no longer taking painkillers just to go for a run. If you're experiencing joint pain, there is an all-natural way to alleviate your discomfort. Talk with Kimberly at Helen's Health Hut on Pleasant Street in downtown St. Joe. Trust me, you'll be glad you did.
Hey, honey, is this your course schedule for the fall?
Yep.
Let me see here. English, good. Chemistry, trigonometry, excellent. World history, I love world history. Baseball? Wait, baseball? Baseball isn't a course, honey.
Well, sure it is, Mom. High school sports are about so much more than winning and losing. They teach lessons that can't be taught in a classroom, like accountability and self-discipline, the value of teamwork. I may not be earning a grade, but I'm learning how to compete later in life. Isn't that what getting a good education is all about?
Yes, of course it is. I was just testing you.
What can teenagers here in Michigan learn from participating in high school sports? Plenty, as it turns out. That's why they're called education-based athletics.
High school sports. There's so much more than just a game.
This message presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Michigan Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The last time we elected a president, only 57.5% of registered voters showed up. It's hard to get everyone to do anything. So when 93% of us do something, that's really something. Every week, 93% of Americans listen to radio, and they're all voting with their wallets every time they make a purchase. If you run a business, let a radio campaign tell your story. Learn more at theradiostations.com. Midwest Family. Local.
On 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, it is the Road Trip. Phil McDonald back at Hartford High School. The Road Trip is brought to you in part by Premier Promotions in downtown St. Joe, near downtown St. Joe. Athletic directors, booster members, coaches, the next time you are looking to order school and team apparel, promotional items, or other fan merchandise, put your trust in Premier Promotions in St. Joe. They are local, and they know you and your fans, your teams, your schools better than anyone, and they are competitively priced. Visit them across from Clementine's in St. Joe, or check them out online, premierpromos.com. We'll wrap things up talking boys basketball here at Hartford, and Elijah Ledesma, Elijah Rodarte, and Sergio Canseco are joining us here on the Road Trip. Thanks for coming in, you guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Anyway, I'd ask these guys their names coming in. I got Elijah. I was waiting for Sergio to say, hey, you can call me Elijah, too. But not so much. The girls I was talking to, obviously the season is over for them. They don't play tomorrow. You guys still have a couple more games yet to go. But congratulations on the season so far. You guys are having a nice month leading into the end of the season.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Now, what's been working for you guys, whether during the entire season or especially here toward the end? What do you think's been the key? Because you guys have won, what, five in a row now?
Yeah.
At least? What's been working for you guys, do you think? Sergio, for you, anything that come to mind?
Probably the defensive side of the ball. The team picks up the intensity on the defensive side of the ball really well.
All right. Elijah, for you, anything come to mind?
Yeah, probably the defense, and then we'll just translate that into offense, and then just the ball moving on offense gets us going.
Okay. Elijah, for you?
Well, I think it's mostly in practice. We've been doing better in practice. I think we've been doing it in transition to the game, getting it down better.
When you guys do practice, is there one guy, you guys mentioned, you know, how you're playing defensively. Is there one guy on the team that is just locked down on defense when you're in practice? Elijah, you're kind of laughing. Who's the most intensive guy in practice when it comes to defense?
I just consider myself one of the best defensive players on the team. Elijah, he's also pretty good at defense. I mean, we have a lot of defensive players. I think that's hope transitions our offense better.
So you pride yourself a lot on the defensive side.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think the last time out, you scored in double figures.
Yeah.
So the defense is there. Before the season starts, what do you work on most getting ready for the season? Is there any part of your game that you're focusing on the most?
Probably just staying in shape, just trying to be faster. The first step is what I like to do.
Okay. All right. Elijah, for you, is there one guy? Would it be the guy to my left as far as the most intense?
I hate when he plays defense on me because there's no way, like, you get one move and you think you got him, and he comes behind you and he'll block you or just something every time.
Do you try to pay him back then? Because he says you're pretty tough defensively,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I always try to, you know, go hard at everyone just to make myself better and themselves better so we're in the game situations and they know what to do when it comes down to it.
Sergio, for you, who is the toughest guy to go up against defensively?
Well, Desmond, for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that, you know, when you have a smile on your face, too, Elijah. You pride yourself. You like to hear that, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I like to hear that. I feel like I'm one of the best defensive players on the team.
When it comes to a game, a lot of times defensively, obviously it's the physical play, but some guys tend to do whatever they can to kind of, I don't want to say trash talk, but you're talking to the opposition, you're getting in their head. I know, okay, now Elijah over here on this side is starting to laugh. Do you do much of that, trying to get in the opposition's head, or is it just physical?
I feel like it's both. Like, if you get in their head, then, like, they're going to have an off game. Because once you're in your head, then, like, that's just part of the game, too. It's all about mentality, what's in your head.
Okay.
That's how I feel like. If your head's in the right play, then you'll be playing good. If it's in the wrong, then you're going to be having an off day.
So, Elijah, you're going to have to fill me in then because you were chuckling a little bit as far as trash talking and getting the head. Take me through a game with Elijah Ledesma. Other than his physical play, what else makes him a good defender, do you think?
Just the intensity that he brings to the game. He's always talking, communicating, and he's always up in you, even if you don't have the ball. So they just deny the ball, and it's just... It sucks, to be honest.
Well, and you need that going into, they say defense wins basketball games, right?
Yes, sir.
Almost in any sport. Positions you guys play. Sergio, for you? What position do you play?
See, like, I'm more one of the bench guys. Mm-hmm. So, like, when I go in, they always try to give me out a shot on the wing or in the corner.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I was going to ask you, you play point guard or anything like that?
No. No? I'll leave that to you.
You're going to leave it to these guys. How long have you been playing basketball, Sergio?
See, I haven't been playing as long as them. I started in middle school just getting more into sports in middle school and hanging out with them more.
Okay. What other sports do you play other than basketball?
Football.
Okay. Of the two, do you have a favorite?
I'd have to say football.
Football?
I mean, but I really enjoy basketball, too, hanging out with these guys and being at practice, being more like the hype guy on the bench for games.
Anything in the spring that you do or no?
Not really.
Okay. They're not going to talk you into running track?
No.
That was... both Elijah's got a nice chuckle out of that one. That's going to be a pretty tough sell to get Sergio off the track, you think?
Yeah, I don't know.
And then, so, Elijah, Redarte, for you, other sports do you play other than basketball?
Football and baseball.
Okay. Do you have a favorite?
It's between baseball and basketball. I just grew up playing baseball and with my grandpa, so it'd probably be baseball, to be honest.
All right. Do you give yourself much time between football and basketball just to have some downtime?
No, just roll shit over, get ready for the next season.
Okay. And I got to imagine it's going to be the same thing going into baseball.
Yes, sir.
All right. And then Elijah Ledesma, a few other sports that you play?
Football, basketball, and baseball.
All right. Do you have a favorite?
Basketball.
Basketball. Yeah. I was going to go out on the limb and try to guess basketball.
Yeah.
Do you give yourself much time going from football to basketball or basketball to a spring sport?
No, it's just right after the next. Just get ready for the next season.
Okay. What do you guys think you need to work on? You're next on the schedule is, tomorrow against Cassopolis.
Yes.
Have you played them yet?
Yes.
You probably have already this year. They're pretty good ball club.
Yeah, they're quick. They like to run.
Okay. The first game was there, right?
No, here.
Oh, it was here. So you're on the road at Cassopolis tomorrow.
No, it's senior night tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
We're supposed to be there the first game, but they had something in their gym. So they came here.
All right, so you get to play them twice here at home.
Yeah.
What happened the first game? You take them or do they take you guys?
They beat us by, like, I think it was, like, 7.
Okay.
Yeah. It was just lazy defense on our part, though. Like, that's, we stepped up our defense like in the second half of the season. I feel like we've been a better defensive team.
All right. What are some of the things you want to work on? You've got, two games left in the regular season, and then you go into the districts. Elijah, for you, what do you think the team needs to work on most getting ready for the home stretch and the tournament?
I don't know. I feel like we're still a young team, and we just need to learn how to run our pace and just not let the other team run their pace, and then get down and try and use that motivation to come back for a comeback victory. I feel like we just run our pace and get going early, and then we don't have to worry about trailing later in the game.
So, Sergio, you mentioned that you come on in off the bench.
Yeah.
Has there been any time during the season the coach will turn to you and say, Sergio, you're going in, and you think, wait, what?
This Friday he's going to start.
He's going to start?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, senior, I was like, oh, coach, I don't know about that.
That's awesome. You looking forward to it?
Yeah, to be honest. Because I've been with last year was my first year with Coach Johnson, and kind of grew a relationship with him, like just seeing stuff out on the floor, like on the bench with him and during practice. So it's pretty cool.
So you mentioned they try to get you the ball in the wing of the corner for the shot. Shit. How many three-pointers have you hit this year?
I haven't hit one, but I did hit a corner, just a mid-range shot.
Okay, right inside the arc.
Yeah.
You guys ready for him to light it up from outside the arc?
Yeah.
Is it going to happen this week?
I don't know. We always tell him to shoot the ball, but he's always wanting to swing it.
Who's the sharp shooter on the team? If you guys were to have like a three-point shooting contest.
Oh, probably
Aaron.
Aaron,
yeah. For sure.
He's been lighting it up this year, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's really stepped up his game this year.
And as far as, you know, I'm going to go out on the limb and say, Sergio, you probably haven't tried dunking.
No.
It was a wild guess, and I thought I'd give it a try. Dunking contest. Is there anybody who can get up and dunk?
Oh, I mean, Kobe from grabbing the rim. I don't know about dunking.
Okay, but you grabbing the rim.
Yeah, it's close.
All right. So if you have a breakaway and there's nobody near you, you're going to go in. You got leaps. Are you going to try to dunk?
Or for sure.
You want to get it?
Throwing it off the backboard. Yeah, hands down. No, I'm just playing. Coach probably benched me. I don't know. I wish I could. It'd be awesome.
In your personal opinion, in basketball, is there anything more embarrassing? I mean, whether you personally or when you're watching a game and you think about the other players, is there anything more embarrassing than going up for a dunk and missing it?
Oh, yeah.
Probably getting broke. I think that's more embarrassing than missing a dunk.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Someone comes down, hits you with a cross, and you fall, and the crowd goes crazy. Or you get dunked on. If you get dunked on, then everyone's going, they're losing it.
You've had enough. Now, you haven't had anybody take you as far as stepping by and having you hit the floor.
No.
That's not going to happen.
Why not?
Not at all. Is there a sport, we've been asking everybody this morning, is there a sport that you haven't played that you look at and you think looks fun? That you'd like to give a try to?
By hockey.
Oh, I can see you playing hockey. Yeah. All right.
Probably lacrosse.
Okay.
I think I'd play lacrosse.
All right. We were talking about lacrosse a little bit earlier, too. We're trying to get a lacrosse team here in Hartford.
I'd be down. I haven't seen it this year.
Man. Sergio, sport that you haven't played that looks kind of fun for you?
It's in the same season, but like wrestling looks fun.
All right. Is there a sport you can't see yourself play?
No track, no cross country.
Not even like maybe shot put or discus in track?
Did that in middle school.
You did?
I really enjoy it.
Okay. But they're not going to get you running the 100s?
No.
The 800?
No.
Hurdles?
No.
No?
I'm good.
I'm trying. I'm trying. Sergio, or I should say Elijah, for you, is there a sport that you can't see yourself playing?
Probably cross country. I don't know. I don't think I could ever play cross country.
No?
No.
Too much running for you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably like table tennis. Not really active.
A real active. Do you watch, like, when it's in the Olympics or something, do you watch that competition, table tennis? It's crazy.
They go fast.
They do.
He's smacking that ball.
Yeah. I mean, I can't move that fast. There's no way. It's insane. All right. So as far as, you know, Sergio, you said you were a what grade?
Oh, I'm a senior.
Senior, and you're a senior.
Senior.
So you guys, you've got the Cassopolis and then Center Row both here at home. Mm-hmm. Have you thought yet what it's going to be like playing your last home game?
No. I don't want to picture it. Once it's there, it's over.
Yeah. It's going to be tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's going to be tough, but I'm just going to try and take it game by game. And when we play Centerville and it's the last home game, then that's it.
That's it. And you got to imagine every year, and you probably hear this like when you're in junior high and your freshman year, enjoy because it's going to go by fast. You probably don't believe it when you hear it when you're a freshman or sophomore.
Yeah.
But now you're senior year and you're starting thinking, whoa, they were right.
Yeah. For sure.
It goes by fast.
Yeah,
definitely.
Who's on the team, who's the best trash talker? Not to say that everybody on the team trash talks or anything, but if somebody were to be a trash talker.
Probably
Elijah or Ricky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not me.
Which Elijah?
Ledesma.
Ledesma. Not me. You're not taking that role out.
No.
So it's either you or Ricky.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just I've always played the game, I guess. Like, I've always just tried to get in their head, and once you're in their head, then basically do anything with them, I guess. That's how I feel about it.
But you do it in a fun, competitive way.
Yeah, for
Who's
sure.
Who's the toughest athlete you've gone up against in basketball?
Probably last year. What was his name?
Tyrese.
Yeah, Tyrese. He's pretty good.
Oh, from Cassopolis.
Yeah. Pretty sure he went to Ferris, right? But he's playing football in Ferris.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Toughest
Same.
Guy?
Probably Same? Tyrese, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, seeing that guy play basketball was crazy, what he can do.
With basketball season, do you watch much basketball on TV?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
More of an NBA or college fan?
I like the NBA, but probably during March, probably college,
yeah.
March Madness.
Yeah, you can't beat that. Do you have a favorite NBA team or a player that you like to watch?
Favorite NBA team is going to be San Antonio Spurs. My favorite player is Damian Lillard, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
No, mine's more college.
College.
Yeah, watching them come up.
And favorite team to follow in college?
Michigan, Duke, North Carolina. It's a whole bunch of different teams.
All right. Sergio, do you watch much basketball or anything else?
I watch more NBA than I do college.
You do?
Yeah.
Favorite NBA team to follow?
I watch, like, really, like, what's on. So, like, if there's, like, a night where there's, like, lots of games, I'll just watch that. But, like, I'm a huge LeBron fan.
Okay. All right. You know, this road trip, we hit various schools and various communities all around Southwest Michigan. And some people will ask me, you know, one question to ask. And you know what? In all honesty, I haven't asked the question before. They say what you should do is ask everybody, where's the favorite place to eat in town? So now here in Hartford, where's your go-to place?
For breakfast, Panel Room. Or lunch, Panel Room. Yeah.
All right. I hear a lot of people talk about Panel Room. I haven't stopped there yet.
I think it's pretty good.
All right.
Yeah, I'm probably going to have to go to Panel Room.
Panel Room?
Panel Room.
All right. When it comes to pizza, where are you going to? Where's your number one spot for pizza?
I like Galati's myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's another place I haven't tried. I always hear about. Now I'm going to start taking notes.
Yeah, Galati's.
Galati's?
Probably just a little Caesars guy.
Okay. All right. Final question when it comes to basketball. Where's the toughest place to play, do you think?
Oh,
atmosphere-wise, or
I think with Centerville. Centerville crowd is pretty crazy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are a lot of tough gyms that play that I played in. Cass is a tough gym to play in. Marcellus is a tough gym to play in. Centerville is. But if I had to pick one, it would probably be Cass.
Cass?
Yeah.
I'd say Centerville. That one's pretty tough.
All right. What's it mean for you guys to be a student athlete here at Hartford and represent the school in the community? Do you give it much thought? I mean, what's it mean to have the opportunity to put on the green and white and go out there and represent Hartford? Sergio, do you think about it much? What's it mean to you to be a student athlete here?
I think it's pretty cool because, like, we get out there more as a community. And, seeing, like, the fans every day that come in, like me even being a bench player, I feel like we're all well known, like, through all the people that come in. So it's pretty cool seeing that.
Elijah, for you, what's it mean to be a student athlete here for you?
It means a lot. When we played in Centerville, it was their Winterfest, and a lot of our community showed up, and just to see that they're always with us, no matter if it's a road game or it's a home game, that they always show up and show their love and support with us, so it means a lot.
Elijah?
Yeah, kind of piggyback off what Elijah said, that I feel like when we have away games, like Decatur, we had a home we had a student section there too, chatting us on. I feel like they're always with us. We're always connecting with our fans.
That's awesome. Well, you guys, we appreciate you getting up early and coming on in. Congratulations on the season. The threat so far, got the winning streak. Now you got to keep it going tomorrow night at home against Cassopolis.
Yes, sir.
And 7:30 probably for the varsity game?
Yep.
All right. So come out and see these guys play. You'll enjoy it. Thanks a lot for coming in. Good luck not only this week, next, but also for districts too.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up. It's the road trip from Hartford High School. The road trip brought to you in part by Victoria Eberhardt and Tina Thornton of Realty Executives Pro Brokers. Whether buying or selling, expect the best in service, get the best. Put Victoria Eberhardt and Tina Thornton to work for you today with Realty Executives Pro Brokers. It's the road trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Whether you're a first-time home buyer, an empty nester, or in between, hi, this is Tina.
And Victoria with Realty Executives Pro Brokers. We know this is the largest investment you will make in your lifetime.
We understand what the expectations are in today's market and promise to exceed those expectations.
Let us put our years of knowledge, experience, and honesty to work for you.
We're your neighborhood real estate team.
Call Victoria Eberhardt at 470-3923 and Tina Thornton at 591-1707.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore, and I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back, and it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and use discount code.
So, hey, you didn't get a deer there, eh?
Nope, sure didn't.
Oh, not even a small one?
Nope.
You saw my new mount arrived, right?
Sure did.
So when are you going to Zick's?
So you didn't get a deer this year. That's okay. Zick's Specialty Meats in Berrien Springs has all of the venison products you can dream of, in stock and ready to take home. Venison sausages, jerkies, sticks, and more. Plus hundreds of other wild game products. Visit zicksmeats.com or visit the showroom.
That's going to do it for the road trip on WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Helen's Health Hut in downtown St. Joe. For the stress of managing schoolwork and sports, grab your B vitamins or B complex to make sure you are getting plenty of good night's sleep. And again, think about herbal teas and local honey from Helen's Health Hut. Thanks to Nick Blackburn, the athletic director here at Hartford, for hosting us here this morning. We'll do it again next Thursday. It's the road trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
WSJM Sports is 106.1 FM, W291 DK, St. Joseph, and AM 1400 WSJM St. Joseph.